One of the major topics of Wednesday's presidential debate was the health care crisis, the growing cost of medical insurance, and of drugs. The United States is the only major developed country that does not regulate drug costs in some way, and we can pay twice as much for the same drugs as Canadians or Europeans. The U.S. pharmaceutical industry is the nation's third most profitable. Dr. Marcia Angel has written an expose of the industry called The Truth About the Drug Companies, How They Deceive Us, and What to Do About It. Angel is the former editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, and she joins us from member station WGBH in Boston. Welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's good to be with you.
Drug companies say they must charge high prices because they put so much of their profits into research and development. You challenge that in this book.
That's what they want us to believe. That's their justification for their very high prices. But it simply isn't true. Research and development has two parts. And research refers to the basic work done in the early stages. This kind of work is almost always done at universities and at the NIH, funded mainly by taxpayers by the NIH. If you look at the top 10 U.S. drug companies in 2002, they spent 14% of their sales on research and development. But that same year, they spent 31%, over twice as much, on marketing and administration. And after all of these expenses, they were left with 17% of sales as profits. That same year, the median for all of the Fortune 500 industries was just 3%. So the drug companies were almost six times as profitable as the other businesses on the Fortune 500.
We're facing a crisis at the moment with the flu vaccine. And in this week's
Yes.
presidential debate, President Bush put some of the blame for that on lawsuits, the threat of lawsuits. Why do so few companies produce vaccines?
Because it's not profitable. It is literally a one-shot deal. It is not the same thing as taking a drug for social anxiety disorder, the drug company's name for shyness. It's not the same thing as taking such a drug day after day after day. It's a one-shot deal, and it's not profitable, so that fewer and fewer companies are making vaccines.
It seems every time you watch commercial television, there are ads, many ads, for prescription drugs. Happy people living happy lives.
Right. It makes you little, beautiful and happy.
you argue this is more marketing than medicine.
Well, of course it's marketing. That's what drug companies are in business to do, to sell drugs. Never believe otherwise. They are now spending $3, $4, or $5 billion a year promoting their drugs direct to consumers. But what you find is that they're often promoting the medical condition as well as the drug. If you can convince essentially healthy people that they may have some medical condition that needs treating, then you've got a much bigger market than if you're targeting people with serious diseases.
You talk about what you characterize as the deception of the drug industries, their incredible profit levels and so forth, but then you say this may all be coming to an end, and you date that back to 2000.
Several things date back to 2000. One is that the economy went sour, and the people who were paying the high prices found themselves no longer able to do so. At the same time, just by coincidence, a lot of the top-selling drugs were going off patent. There were very few new drugs. The fact that these companies are not innovative at all was beginning to show. They were having fewer and fewer drugs in their pipeline. They were more and more dependent on marketing me-too drugs, trying to create variations of drugs that were going off patent, trying to use their lawyers to extend monopoly rights a little bit longer. They were running into problems, and those problems still exist. But the fundamental one is that there aren't people to pay the prices anymore. It's standard practice for the drug companies to jack up the price of their best-selling drugs faster than the inflation rate. I heard recently the American Association of Retired Persons did a study that showed that of the 200 top-selling drugs for senior citizens, they were having their prices jacked up on average over 3 times the inflation rate. That's simply unsustainable. So that's the basic problem.
Dr. Marcia Angel is the author of The Truth About the Drug Companies, How They Deceive Us and What to Do About It. She joined us from member station WGBH in Boston. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Tomorrow we'll hear a response from the drug industry.